The truth. Stop the presses. It's the last day of May. Can you believe it, ladies and gentlemen? It's the last day of May, 2021, 31st of May. It's officially the Memorial Day holiday in terms of its observance. And my guest today, I'm proud to say, is a first-timer, Giuseppe Vaffangulo. And let me get this right here. I got a little bio sketched here from him. Giuseppe Vaffangulo, host of Revolution Radio's The Perfect Triangle and co-host of three other Revolution Radio shows, has spent his entire life as a researcher with insatiable curiosity and a skeptic with a heretical, iconoclastic distrust of those in power. The three sides of his biographical perfect triangle are professional journalist, doctor of Oriental medicine, and songwriter, recording artist. Giuseppe considers himself, and I think it's panning out to be true here, a true 21st century Renaissance man. So, Giuseppe, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm honored to be here. I'm a big fan of your program and RBN in general.
Yes, indeed. And I've been on Giuseppe's show, ladies and gentlemen, more than once. I've had a really good time. I'm returning the favor, of course, in part, but there's lots of interesting things that he has to share today. Now, we've all been battling the COVIDocracy, the vaccine regime, although it's the injection regime, you might say. They're not really traditional vaccines. And that's been a all too frequent topic that we can't totally pull ourselves away from, because we've never seen such an audacious move toward tyranny. We've seen tentative moves, of course, Giuseppe. We've seen the green regime, the Green New Deal, the whole climate change, global warming meme. And it struck me, maybe it struck you the same way, that they've tried to leverage that over the past few years, and it just didn't quite have the leverage they wanted. They needed to really up the ante. It wasn't enough to tell us we might, you know, be inundated with coastal waters from huge polar ice caps, quote unquote, melting. It wasn't enough to tell us that there'd be wild fluctuations in the weather. And of course, we had some rather frequent and very intense hurricanes in Louisiana once again, and in Texas, especially the Houston area, over the last few years. And many of us are aware that there's a degree, at least, of weather manipulation going on. It's been around for more than a century. Jimmy Lee out of South Carolina at climateviewer.org, he can bear that out pretty well. I saw him speak at a G. Edward Griffin conference in late 2016, as did Ron Avery, my co-host and engineer today. So we're aware of a degree of weather manipulation, atmospheric modification. We've seen the global warming thing, which changed into climate change. And they say, well, that's largely or totally due to mankind's activities. It couldn't have any other natural causes if it exists at all. But none of that just scared the bejeebers out of us enough. And so they really piled on with the COVIDocracy, the whole COVID-19 thing, and they really had to up the ante. So consequently, we've had to face this audacious move toward tyranny with an equally resistant, or an equally, intense reply to that. We've had to create a counter narrative to this, because they're really moving the chess man fast now. They're really, really going for the jugular here. And so this is sort of what's happened over the last few years. You know, they've went from atmospheric frightening now to it's the world of the microbials. You know, it's the microbial thing. That's what's going to get us. You know, when H.G. Wells wrote The War of the Worlds, the original movie that came out in color, you might recall that it wasn't our weapons that killed the Martians, it was our microbes. So,
right.
In the annals of science fiction, and which, you know, where life imitates art, art imitates life. H.G. Wells, of course, who wrote The War of the Worlds, was a Fabian socialist. He was in the roundtable groups in Britain, and so on and so forth. So there's always been a connection there. But so what we're seeing here, you can reflect on this a little bit, and we'll kind of go through the gamut of this, and you can take it any way you want. But we're seeing what. Only maybe a few years ago, if someone told us this was going on, it would have sounded like something out of an H.G. Wells science fiction novel, but it's really happening.
Oh, so. Excellent observation. You know, Mark, the globalists' hidden hand behind the scenes controllers, they use more than one kind of pornography to control the great masses. There's the carnal pornography. And then there's the more possibly effective one, fear pornography, because in addition to the, oh, my God, all the glaciers are melting and, oh, my God, we're going to be able to fry eggs on Grandpa's forehead pretty soon. It's so hot. And, you know, that was the weather porn. But there's also been since 2001 the terrorist porn, the terrorists. There's a terrorist attack and, there could be right next door, and oh, the terrorists. So they got 20 years out of that. And in both cases, people are starting to wake up. It's like, hey, the oceans haven't risen. Hey, we are actually, as in the United States, not we personally, but we as in the United States government is attacking these Middle Eastern countries and creating terrorists. And one man's terrorist and another man's freedom fighter. And both were kind of wearing off, you know, people were tired of it. If you recall, Trump pretty much got elected saying, I'm pulling out of the Middle East enough. Our boys are coming home, which was a great way to get elected. And so now those things wore off and all of a sudden they have been trying fear porn. In fact, I have another image. If needed, I can send it to you or share screen of how many Time magazine covers for the last 30 years have been, oh my God, it's swine flu. Oh my God, it's bird flu. Oh my God, it's SARS. Oh my God, it's Zika. Oh my God. You know, they've been trying this, the microbial terrorist or the nanoterrorist for quite some time. And they went, they really broke the chain. They're off the chain now with the last 14 months with this COVID-19. It's absolute insanity, malevolent insanity.
Yeah. What you added to there, Giuseppe, was very important. It's true that the worst tyranny attempt now is with COVID-19. And yeah, there's the terrorist meme too, but you added a very important point there. We've seen the previous microbial memes, the previous microbial scare stories, OMG, oh my God, oh my God, going back, of course, to the 70s, swine flu during the Ford administration, when only 53 deaths, if memory serves, was enough to pull that vaccine, quote unquote, off the market. And we can talk about numbers. A lot of radio hosts on this and other networks have done that. We'll touch on that a little bit today. But yes, that's a very important point. We've seen this before with the microbial angle, but they've just intensified it more than ever. You can go ahead and enlarge that even more if you'd like, but that's pretty good.
Oh, will sharing the screen mess up anything before I do it?
No, Ron, can you share screen?
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, you can try it. And I'll mention, I'm glad you said that, Giuseppe. This show, ladies and gentlemen, listening live and on the archive, is, as usual, video simulcast to livestream.com/Ron Avery/stop the presses. And that's typically the case now with this show, Stop the Presses, which runs on republicbroadcasting.org for audio only, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, from 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 4 Eastern. And what I'm describing here is what Giuseppe might bring up on the screen. He talked about it a second ago, all the past Time magazine covers. Of course, that's the Time Life conglomerate or Time Life media entity. That's the Henry Luce. L-U-C-E, Henry Luce, he was a Skull and Bonesman out of Yale. and major establishment. I'm not seeing the whole image on my side.
Let me put it over here. Let me share this screen. Let me unshare for a second.
We're good.
Oh, you see it now?
Yes.
We have West Nile Virus Alert 2002. We have The Truth About SARS, Time Magazine, big cover 2004. A woman with a mask over her face way back in 04, and The Truth About SARS is written on the mask. Time Magazine, another scare porn, 2005, bird flu. It shows an egg hatching. 2009, Time Magazine, How Bad Will It Get? H1N1, and there's that mask on a small school desk like a child or a grade school kid would use. 2014, Chasing Ebola. 2016, the Zika virus. 2018, Measles Alert, everyone must wear a mask. Now, is that Measles Alert, Giuseppe? Was that Time as well, Time Magazine?
I can't tell exactly. It looks like the way they did the cropping doesn't really tell if it was Time or not, so I don't know.
Nevertheless, it fits into the flow, right. You know, of the fear porn. About every, it looks to be like they'd go about every year, then maybe they'd give it a rest for 2 or 3 years, then they'd go kind of consecutive again and give it a rest, if right. I'm not mistaken.
Yep. You want me to stop sharing screen or?
You can take that down. That's sufficient.
Okay.
But I appreciate that. And you put same fear, different year. Repeating that, same fear, different year.
That's good.
Very, very true. And while we're in the mode of sharing items, you can take that down.
I did.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
It'll stay there till you put something up, Mark.
Right. Now, getting into a quick share screen of my own, sharing an item that Giuseppe shared with me, if I can get this right. I'm not the brightest bulb in the lamp shop when it comes to Skype matters or technical matters. But, at any rate.
Would you like me to share it? I have it right here.
Yeah, you sent a graphic that compared or that had a collective number of the different reporting systems, VAERS, and the yellow card in the UK and the European version. You can share that too.
Sure, absolutely. I'll do it right now.
What this is, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to announce the numbers at this point in time, May 31st, 2021, of the collective numbers, everything put together from the Vaccine Adverse Events Report System, or VAERS, run by the CDC and the FDA, the yellow card MHRA reporting system of vaccine suspected deaths and adverse reactions out of the UK, and I believe it's the EMA that it's called, European Medicines Agency, for the EU reporting of suspected vaccine deaths and adverse reactions. And there's those numbers there. And for audio only listeners, and of course those that are seeing this on the video, either in real time right now or later on the archive, the video automatically archives for this show. More deaths reported, get this, more deaths have been reported in the last 5 months after COVID-19 vaccines, going back to the beginning of the year, late last year, than the deaths of all the vaccines in the last 20 years. Repeating that, more deaths reported in the last 5 months after the COVID vaccines than the deaths after all the vaccines reported in the last 20 years. And this particular graphic for video viewers shows little thumbnails for AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Moderna. Of course, there are other vaccines such as J&J that's had the blood clot problems and was temporarily off the market. And so the EU, UK, and US combined totals, and granted, not every death and adverse reaction is totally proven to be caused by these so-called vaccines. But nevertheless, these numbers should be enough to permanently stop all the so-called vaccinations, all the injections. The numbers are collected. EU, UK, US, 16,397 deaths. That's 16,397. and adverse events, and that can be ranging from mild to sort of serious to very serious, get this, 1,448,992. Now, I have not independently confirmed all these numbers, but remember, these are the government's own reporting systems, and they are reluctant to admit this stuff, and these are only the people, it cannot be stressed too much, Giuseppe, that are bothering to report the adverse event or the death, if they even know about the reporting systems to begin with. They have to know about them first, and then if they know about them, they have to actually go to the trouble, either through a nurse or a doctor or they themselves as a family member, to actually file these reports. Therefore, the suspected injection deaths could be 10 times that, or 160,000, and the adverse events could be 5 or 10 million.
Well, Mark, here's an interesting tidbit of knowledge for yourself and the listener viewer base. Last year, Harvard University did a pretty exhaustive audit of the VAERS system, which is stands for the Vaccine Adverse Experience Reporting System, and they found that only about 1% of all vaccine adverse effects were actually reported, and there's two reasons for that, according to their audit. Number one is it's a very old school, clumsy, difficult to use database system. You know, if you remember back in the day, Windows 95 and trying to learn how to use a database, it's like that. It's very hard to use for the average end user. And then the other thing they found was that there is a great trepidation with medical personnel to share that information for fear of retribution, like losing your job. So you could actually multiply those numbers more, somewhere between 50 and 100 times, and that's probably more realistic.
Yeah, I was being as safe and conservative as I could in the interest of not overstating it, but you're correct. There are reasons to believe it could be much more than 10 times. And yes, besides people not knowing about these reporting systems, or if they do know, they don't bother, you're absolutely right. When medical professionals are involved, doctors, nurses, et cetera, they typically would know about the reporting system. VAERS in the U.S., Yellow Card in the U.K., and EMA in the EU, but they don't want to put their reputations or their jobs on the line. So those are very strong incentives and you know, different reasons why those numbers are going to be reflecting much lower than they really are. And even so, however, the numbers we just gave are shocking. And when you consider, again, 53 deaths in the mid-70s for swine flu, and they pulled the so-called vaccine, these things should have been pulled long ago, and not just pulled temporarily, but I mean completely scuttled.
Well, the great Del Bigtree brought a phenomenal point up several months ago. He did about a 20-minute segment on his weekly show, The High Wire, and I was just utterly impressed. And he said, imagine what would have happened had Bill Gates and Tony Fauci not suddenly become a global Chicken Littles. The sky is falling. This is the one we warned about. This is it. Had they not done that, it would have been nothing more than a typical cold flu season. At that point, the SARS of 2017-2018 was far worse, and had they just let it play out naturally, it probably would have been not as bad as that. But when they introduced this panic and introduced the murderous, bizarre strategy of putting infected people like Fredo Cuomo did in New York, with putting sick people in with the elderly, they essentially were creating genocide to pump up the numbers. Same with Whitmer in Michigan, same with Newsom in California, same with several other very, very blue loyalist governors, globalist loyalists, not loyalists to this country. And as such,
on that note, that's hot. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for more after these messages.
Talk, a simple smile, such platonic eye. How they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. down in stylistic audacity, charge the common ground.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome back to Stop the Presses here in the short segment before the ads that come at the bottom of the hour. It's 31 May, 2021. My first time guest is Giuseppe Vaffangulo. He is a journalist and Oriental medicine guy and a Renaissance man, really. It's nice to see the modern day Renaissance man. We live in an age of over-specialization, don't we, Giuseppe? Lots of people that know how to do one thing, like doctors, and so many people throughout society that are over-specialized, but really have lost the idea of being a well-rounded citizen, knowing their rights, operating on a high moral and ethical plane. Instead, they become functionaries in the deep state, functionaries in the society, the matrix, you might call it, that was depicted in the movie. Too many functionaries, not enough people that strive to be the Renaissance man, strive to be an inventor, strive to enlighten the world. And that's part of what we suffer from.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And especially in the hallowed meritocracy that we slave under and suffer under these days, and nothing more disgusting than the big pharma controlled allopathic corporate medicine monster. And one of the professors, when I went back in my midlife career, changed to Oriental, the college, Midwest College of Oriental Medicine. And he said, you know, it's funny about the Western guys. The first year they're taught all about homeostasis and how the body's connected and physiology, how it all works together. And then they spend the next 6 years unlearning it into their specialization and ignore what should be the basic fact that you should begin treating with nutrition. You should begin treating with exercise. You should begin treating with improving your sleep. You should begin treating with de-stressing. Don't abuse processed sugar. Don't abuse alcohol. Don't abuse, don't eat genetically modified foods, trans fats. There's all things that the Western doctors, the allopaths, could do, but somehow they don't.
Yeah, Big Pharma, just generally speaking, we're in a short segment, and I want to mention and announce that after the bottom of the hour, and I'll describe it for audio-only listeners, and those that want to see the video of this show, the simulcast in real time, again, can go to livestream.com/Ron Avery, A-V-E-R-Y, that's A-V-E-R-Y, /stop the presses, or you can go livestream.com/Ron Avery, A-V-E-R-Y, and then click that, and when you get to that site, you can click on the Stop the Presses rectangular icon. But after the bottom of the hour ads, I'm going to show a video clip of my wife's niece, Carla, and we're going to show how a common refrigerator magnet would stick right on the injection spot where she got the Moderna injection. Wow. Recently. I didn't think she'd be the kind of person that would get it. We're not giving her last name. She wore a mask in the video that we're going to see in order to sort of obscure her identity a little bit. But we're going to show this magnet sticking on the injection spot, and I'll describe it again for audio only listeners, and you'll see it for those that want to watch the video live in real time. There's a slight delay, or the videos, just like the audio, automatically archive. So this has been something of an urban legend. People have claimed this. Well, I did it myself, and sure enough, at least with the Moderna injection, the magnet does, as we will see, stick to her injection spot. And so, you know, that makes you wonder, Giuseppe. You know, you're rightly criticizing allopathic medicine, which, you know, the strong points of that type of medicine are, you know, trauma, broken bones, surgery, broken things being put back together, that sort of thing. But when allopathy is confronted with something more complex or something more mysterious health-wise, allopathy falls flat on its face.
You're absolutely right, Mark. There is no finer modern medicine than acute trauma care in a Western hospital. They will keep you alive and save your life. If you have a massive cardiac, you're in a bad car wreck, they will. It's phenomenal. The problem is, and so is a lot of the modern innovations in surgery, is really very impressive. But the problem is with the rest of it, which is driven by big profit. Like my wife always says, medicine should not be for profit. You know, you should pay a skilled brain surgeon or a skilled acute emergency room doctor or nurse a lot of money for their skill and time. That's where the money should go, not to some greedy corporatist for his 20% markup. So that's the fatal flaw in the 110 years Rockefeller snake oil scheme that is now Big Pharma.
Yeah, exactly. We're going into the break at the bottom of the hour. I'm waiting for Hark. I hear the cannon roar the music here any moment. But yeah, well put. Once the Rockefeller money took over, just like with the General Education Board, that was also Rockefeller money, everything went south. They got rid of the homeopathic and naturopathic medical schools. Everything became chemicals, surgery, things like that. We'll be back with much more, some interesting video clips with Giuseppe Vapakula. Stay tuned.
I want the truth. You can't handle handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Every day we roll from town to town. We see another mom and papa just getting shut down. And it's the same five stores everywhere we go. And it's the same damn music on the radio.
And welcome to the second half of Stop the Presses. Your host, Mark Anderson, here on 31 May 2021. My first time guest, Giuseppe Vaffangulo. Giuseppe, before I show a video for the video version of this that I described before the bottom of the hour, tell us a little bit about your show and how people can watch it.
Oh, sure. Appreciate it. It's called The Perfect Triangle. It's on Revolution Radio, which is an audio free speech network, much like RBN. And the website to hear the audio is revolution.radio or freedomslips.com. And there's embedded players. If you would like to watch it live, where YouTube doesn't like us, so we got booted off of YouTube. But if you go to Twitch and you search for Giuseppe, which is G-I-U-S-E-P-P-E, Vaffangulo, V-A-F-A-N-G-U-L-O. I'm there. Facebook, if you go and search for The Perfect Triangle, that's the name of my show. It's based on the idea that the three sides of the Oriental medicine perfect triangle are the harmony of body, mind, and spirit. So I borrowed it. You only steal from the best, right? And so, and we're also live on Twitter. And so those are the three ways. Twitch is cool because they don't censor us. And there's a chat box right there. So we have a growing Twitch following because you can chat along, and we are responsive to the chatters because we appreciate their time. So those are the three ways.
Great. Yeah. Quick footnote, ukcolumn.org, Brian Garish and Mike Robinson, who do a very, very good show, very influential, effective show. I've been on there several times, and I've got a video posted on their website, a long one describing the Global Cities Movement. YouTube just permanently canned ukcolumn.org. Their channel completely gone.
I mean, my God, you look at what happened with the Twitter last year with Jack, whatever his name is, the head of Twitter. I'm thinking Jack Parsons, the dude from the rocket industry back in the day.
Yeah, Ocean Laboratory, right.
Yeah, yeah. But Jack, the head of Twitter, they censored the president of the United States. And to me, that's when you knew Donald Trump was controlled opposition, because if I were president and some snot-nosed punks, technical nerds censored me, I'd have them shut down the next day. And what happened in this country that we're letting these arrogant, unwieldy technocrats control our free speech and literally censor the president? And what YouTube does is just unconscionable. They are literally the modern public square, and they should be nationalized and turned into a nonprofit with free speech limits being what the Supreme Court has identified. You don't have violent torture, you don't have murder, you don't have all kinds of disturbing things. But other than that, it should be the public square, and it should be up to us to choose to watch it or turn it off. I'm so tired of this tyrannical oppression of our ability to communicate and to share our thoughts freely.
Yeah, I've often spoke of it as the privatization of the First Amendment.
Right.
So they privatize everything, you know. Well, let's count the vote, but let's give the vote counting to ESNS, Hart InterCivic, and Dominion, and let them use their proprietary software that even the election clerks aren't allowed to look at, and let's let them count it in secret. So, yeah, that's our vote count, you know. Everything is this privatization scheme, you know, and privatization certainly has its limits. At any rate, as promised, and thank you for that, those comments, Giuseppe, I'm going to get into now a share screen of what I talked about before the bottom of the hour. We're going to watch a video clip for those that are video only, and I'll describe it for audio only listeners. This is Carla. We don't have any sound with this right now, but I'll describe it. It actually might be better. This is Carla putting a refrigerator magnet on her right shoulder. You'll see how this goes, and I'll describe it as it goes along. And I can scoot it along a little if it gets into any slow spots, but here we go. Unable to play during call. Oh, goodness. Now that I didn't see coming. Hold on here.
I just pushed the little arrow.
I've got another solution. Don't worry. Here we go. This is Carla. She's my wife's niece. She's in my kitchen. She's pointing to her shoulder, her right shoulder, where she had the Moderna injection recently. And there's the magnet sticking right there.
That's amazing.
It's a magnet that looks like a little mixed drink, and on the back of that is a cylindrical magnet about the size of a quarter. Now she's trying to put it on her lower arm. You can see it falls right off. Now she's picking it up. She's talking to me. She's describing. She's pointing to her right shoulder again, and I'm pointing to her bicep now and asking her to put it on her bicep, and it fell right off. And fell right off again off her right bicep. Now she's putting it. She's finding the spot. The same magnet, she's pointing to the spot on her right shoulder where Moderna put one of the jabs in. She got the other jab in the other shoulder. I'm showing close up, and look at that.
Astounding.
There's the magnet sticking once again for the second time to the Moderna injection spot on her right shoulder. Now she's moving around. Look at this.
Yeah.
She's turning half circle.
Wow.
Look at that. It continues to stick as she does almost like a dance move. And I think that that is sufficient for purposes of this show. But as we clearly saw, that magnet, not the world's heaviest magnet, not the world's strongest magnet, a heavier magnet by sheer weight alone may not have stuck. I didn't happen to have a heavier one handy. But that's a good strong magnet on the refrigerator. If you put it like, say, an eighth of an inch from the fridge, it'll just jump right on the fridge.
Well, so, no magnet should stick. That's the point.
Right. So that's a little home experiment. I'm not going to call it scientific, strictly speaking, but there you go. What do you think, Giuseppe?
I think that the biologics division, which is what the big pharma calls their vaccine arm, the biologics division is not being forthright and honest about what the actual ingredients are in these injections.
Right. And another thing that Carla said was that every time she puts a magnet up to that right shoulder injection site, it feels like a very subtle feeling, like something, some sort of tiny object wants to come out. It keeps coming a little bit more toward the surface of her skin. Just sharing that.
Well, you're listeners and viewers, and you no doubt are aware of the patent owned by Bill Gates for Luciferase, which is a way to have nanotech introduced into the human body via injection. And then when you put a certain type of frequency UV stimulation, it will glow. And it will then be your built-in vaccine passport, your human body, nanotech vaccine passport. So as such, there's other patents that I've read where there are little types of nanotech, physical nanotech that goes into the system. In fact, you may have just seen 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was a media coverage of DARPA-designed little it was smaller, the picture of the business end of an injection needle was and that little piece of tech was right on, and it was small compared to the blown up little stab viper like tooth part. So who knows what they're putting in people, and my God, you have to wonder why anybody would take one of these injections.
Yeah, I wondered about Carla, and I won't share her response. That's not necessary. But
right.
The thing is, you know, we're told that the big pharma companies, Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, so on, are, as manufacturers, are completely shielded from liability. Okay, we all know this. There's, of course, the other question under the PREP Act, which is a federal act. It looks to me like, Giuseppe, that in recent months, they expanded that liability protection to include all those that administer the vaccine, because up until that point, I had understood that only the manufacturers were legally protected, and that those that administer the shots and give them were not necessarily shielded legally. But it looks like they expanded the PREP Act, which initially gave the manufacturers their liability screen, and they expanded it to protect everyone in the whole supply and injection chain. However, what I'm wondering is this is just a question, is that going to remain true if there is not only a lack of consent and a lack of full disclosure on what's in these injections, but if the ingredients of the injections include an object that has magnetic properties? My open question is, can this legal protection still hold up, or would that knock down this legal protection? It's one thing to have legal protection, but when you misrepresent something, does that protection stay in place? Especially if, again, there's a nanoparticle, a nano little GoBot that maybe does something inside your body. I use the word GoBot kind of creatively there. But what are your thoughts on that? I realize I don't have the answer to that question, but
Well, it's interesting that Bill Gates, using his control of the mass globalist media, came right out and said that PREP Act should be the indemnification should be expanded to him and everyone else. You know, he was worried about his shekels. But on the other hand, you may have seen the last week or so where OSHA came out and said that employers who mandate the vaccine as a means of employment can be held liable for the results. So it's a fluid situation. And I hope that there is much more liability coming down the pike, especially in a court of law. You should be allowed to sue for being deceived. And even more importantly, you mentioned earlier with my own old is new path to being a well-rounded Renaissance individual, is that, you know, critical thinking comes as a part of that, as so does wisdom a little bit anyway, I think. And so where is the critical thinking? Where is the wisdom in the average normie to not be able to say step one, well, this is proven statistically that 99.997% of people 65 or younger will not die from this COVID-19 contagion. And even people as old as 80 have about the same odds as various vaccines. So why would you take the risk? And number two, this is untested. It never got passed the last 20 years. They've had this technology around, the older type of technology that began in 1996 publicly with Monsanto genetically modifying glyphosate and its soybeans. They've known how to genetically modify, and they've wanted to do this to people for 21 years now, but they've never been able to get past the animal trials because the animals always die, because when you hardwire the immune function. And then the coronavirus, which is ubiquitous in nature, it's everywhere. It's in every human. It's in every mammal. It's in every reptile. It's in the dirt, for God's sake. And so the way I explain it to people when they ask me or on our shows is, like, right now you've got this injection and the gain of function bells and whistle coronavirus weapon that they've introduced is essentially like an iPhone operating system. It's 14.0. And so right now, they talk about the variant, which very well may be caused by the injections themselves, but it's only at like 14.1. It's still within the realm of what they hard-coded the messenger RNA snippet to do regarding creating antibodies to deal with antigens. And so, but just like Apple will come out with a whole different operating system, 15.0, Mother Nature and the coronavirus, the wild coronavirus, is constantly mutating. And every once in a while, you get a big mutation, a big jump. And at that 15.0, that's why people like Dr. Mike Yeadon, the former chief technology officer of Pfizer, why Dr. Vernon Coleman, the man in the UK, the doctor who's written nearly 100 books, why Dr. Luc Montagnier, the man who won the Nobel Prize for discovering the messenger RNA snippet that is associated with the HIV retrovirus, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, 40 years of vaccine expert research, are all literally freaking out, believing that when the actual coronavirus wild version, natural version, mutates dramatically, it will cause this hardwired immune function to go haywire and turn on the recipient, at which point you're going to have massive protein spike caused clotting. You throw clots to the brain, you throw clots to the lung, you die. And in Dr. Judy Mikovits' opinion, it also will create massive inflammation in the body, which is known as a cytokine storm, which is a horrible way to die. Honestly, you know, your liver swells up, your heart swells up, your lungs swell up. It's a excruciating and horrific way to die, and they really don't think they have a solution right now. So I don't know why they're, I mean, it's probably a whole nother show to discuss why they've gone in like the ESPN late night poker championships, gone all in with this genetic injection right now, when clearly if you step back and you use reasoned common sense, there is no reason for this injection to deal with this contagion. It's not that deadly. And they lie about the comorbidity numbers. The people who were already dying of cancer, people who already had late-stage diabetes, who had kidney disease, who had all things that they were dying from, comorbidity means catching a bug. It could have been pneumonia. It could have been the flu. And, it was the coronavirus. That's what causes you to die. The coronavirus doesn't kill you. It just puts more stress on your already weakened immune function, and you die from your disease, not from the contagion. And why people can't understand that, and why they willingly are now human guinea pigs, I cannot understand this.
Right. Well, part of it, we're getting in about the last 7 minutes of the show before we hear the music departing. But some of it certainly is that the mass media cartel has told such fear-mongering lies and has done such suppression and censorship of key information that people are so unwitting of what you just said. If they catch an inkling of it, they don't believe it or don't want to believe it. And if they have no inkling of it at all, they're just completely in the dark. And unfortunately, the one common denominator, and Ron Avery can chime in if he wants to add a few comments here, the one common denominator has been the mass media cartel. No matter which way you slice this thing, the media stands at the center of the people not knowing enough to challenge this or decline getting the jab. And that has been a strong enabling factor for Big Pharma. Of course, Big Pharma runs ads all day long, all day, every day, for Rybelsa and all these bizarre drugs, Enbrel, some of which are made by the very companies that made these injections on occasion. That's true. So these stations, the local affiliates, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, so on, are inundated with these ads. It's a major part of their revenue. They're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. Big Pharma, for all intents and purposes, not only owns many a congressman, but many a media mogul, too. They literally own them, lock, stock, and barrel. You know? And at any rate, Ron, you wanted to just give a one of the things I don't want to forget real quick, Ron, is we wanted to plug that Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event, because people can still see that, where we, you and I, especially you, put the live stream together. Do you want to announce, Ron, real quick? You can come on screen if you'd like. It's up to you. But do you want to announce how people can still see that late February conference from this year?
Yes. Sheriff Mack has said in about a 6-minute video on his website, which is CSPOA.org or .com, I can't remember. He said that that's the best conference they've ever held, and they've been holding them annually for the last 11 years. And so even though you can't watch it directly from his website, you can go to mixandstream.com, and it's still up on the main marquee page or the first page. So you click on that link, and I think it takes you to another link as well where you can actually download the videos and watch them. And it is a really great session of many sheriffs and police officers and public office holders that talk about the tyranny of this COVID stuff and how the law enforcement, at least the sheriff, will back you up if you don't want to do all this stuff.
Yes, that's what I want to stress briefly, is it provides, ladies and gentlemen listening live and on the archive, it provides the sheriff's law enforcement angle on declining the vax, declining masking, dealing with these store clerks that are literally fanatics about wearing masks, what your rights are, what the laws really are, what the Constitution says, So like Ron said, go to CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association website. You can hear Richard Mack, or you can go to mixnstream.com, M-I-X, the letter N like Nancy, mixnstream.com. And as Ron described, you'll see the marquee, and you can see how to pay a relatively modest fee to see this all-day conference from late February of this year. And Ron did a fine job, given the limitations he had, to make the video footage of this. There's also a lot from Laura Presley on election theft, and there's Michael Peruca, a former Constitution Party presidential candidate, a great talk about the Constitution and things like that, the weakness of case law, all the things that that really help round out that all-important conference. So check it out. Help support not only the sheriff's organization, but help support Ron and I indirectly through that video purchase. And it's important to support alternative media, obviously. And that includes Giuseppe's outlets that he's described. Giuseppe, getting into the final 2 minutes or so, any summarizing comments you might want to make, you can go right ahead.
Well, first, I'd like to thank you for having me on. This is a wonderful show, and I really honor the fact that you're a true old-school journalist, a relentless investigative muckranker, and we need a million more Mark Andersons. And finally, I'd just like to say is this is World War III, and don't take that injection. And, you know, my faith is such that nature, the divine, always wins, and I think there will be some type of solution, but I fear that a great many people are going to suffer and die before we get there. But please, you know, that's why we're all doing what we do. Wake up and tell people don't take that jab.
Yes, indeed. We are looking at what Ron has correctly described, and I would add to this. This is perhaps the most audacious criminal enterprise in the last 200 years or more. They are going for broke on this thing. They're going all the way. They're trying to enforce ultimately the edict of the Georgia Guidestones, in my suspicion.
No doubt. One world government, the no-hide laws, the breaking up the sovereign republic, United States, into the North American Union, and then it will there'll be two poles to rule this world, one out of Jerusalem, one out of Beijing, and then ultimately, since the Rothschilds already control this Chinese central bank, it'll be one, like that movie Highlander, there can only be one, and that will be out of Jerusalem, and these are literally satanic hell on earth at that point.
Yeah, that is one particular scenario that's been considered. I appreciate that. There are other scenarios, but that is one to consider. Absolutely. Thanks, Giuseppe.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was great being on your show, and it was great having you on my show. Thanks, Ron, for engineering this today. I kind of forgot the share screen turned off there a few minutes ago, but it went fairly smooth. We'll see everybody next time. This coming Wednesday, Brian Garish of UK Column is expected to be on this show. Stay tuned for the next RBN show and have a great holiday.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head.
Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.